God did unusual and extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. And when handkerchiefs or aprons that came from his body were carried away and laid upon the sick, the diseases immediately departed from them, and evil spirits came out of them. The father of Publius was sick in bed, suffering from fever and dysentery. Paul went to see him, and after praying and laying his hands on him, healed him. When this happened, the other people on the island who were sick with diseases came, and they were healed. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went around doing good and healing all who were under Satan's power, for God was with him. Sickness is a curse, but we have a greater power than that curse. We have the name of Jesus, the Word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit to rule over sickness rather than having it rule over us. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Our authority over sickness and disease does not just work automatically, it must be enforced. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kind of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured, yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we possess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing psalms of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call on the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.